Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome to the Tour Report. This week, it's the AT&T Byron Nelson. Saddle up, Elk. We're in your home state of Texas. It's TBC Craig Ranch, McKinney in Texas, so just north of Dallas. And Elk, well, the second year in a row that we're seeing this course hosting the Byron Nelson.
Yes, Diane. 25 under won this tournament last year with a minus six cut. And this week, they've been plagued by rain the last 2 years. And this year, the weather's going to be perfect. It's going to be slight winds, just like Texas should be this time of year. And Diane, the field is absolutely loaded this week. Justin Thomas, Scottie Scheffler, Sam Burns, Zalatoris, Matsuyama, Schauffele. I'm looking down the list about the 15th spot before I even run into Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka. I mean, this play, Diane, what's going on? Are these guys getting ready for the PGA, of course, at Southern Hills next week? And I gotta say, I've played Southern Hills many times. I haven't played this one behind you today, but I know the players are thinking about Bermuda grass. They're thinking about sort of tree-lined courses, working on their pitching. Next week at Southern Hills, we'll be talking about a lot of that. We'll be talking a lot about that next week, where this course is going to be very difficult next week. No rough around the green. So the players will be trying to simulate that a little bit. But we have a lot to unpack this week, Diane. It's Texas, and we have the most powerhouse, maybe the most powerhouse team coming out of Texas we've had in a long time. I'm talking about the big three, Diane. Like the old days, you know, Scottie Scheffler. We used to joke at the Masters where Jordan Spieth was the third best player in Dallas. Well, now he's at least the second because he won at Hilton Head. But Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, Will Zalatoris, Ryan Palmer, all those guys are all ready to go. They all live in Dallas. It's got to be so exciting for the tournament committee to be able to present these guys this week.
There's definitely a big Texas contingent on the PGA Tour now. But as you say, stacked field this week, and guys are going to be really getting sharp and getting tournament ready for the second major of the year, PGA Championship, which is next week. We've got loads coming up on that. But first of all, I want to go back. The Byron Nelson is such an iconic tournament, Elk, and even though it's been played at so many different courses, you know, as I said, this is the second year it's been at TBC Craig Ranch. But tell us a little story about Byron Nelson and what a figure he is in the golfing world.
Well, Byron Nelson, when I played the tour, Diane, he was always there located at the Las Colinas right there in Dallas where we played this tournament for many years. His wife was always there. He would greet every single player on the first tee. And they had this interesting stat on every hole at the Byron Nelson. You would walk off the first green to the second tee and there'd be a little sign on the second tee that said, Byron Nelson made, you know, 13 years in a row of cuts, or the next one will be he won, you know, 15 times in 1947. He finished, you know, all these stats, and it went all the way around, and you start to sort of accumulate the greatness of Byron Nelson. Of course, I grew up and have grown up around Jackie Burke, same era as Byron Nelson, but he was just a wonderful man. You know, he was kind of a carpenter. Once he retired from the tour, he liked to go to his ranch and build things out of wood. Amazing player, of course. Mentor Tom Watson. Tom Watson, was, of course, was playing the tour still when I was there. I got to see Byron Nelson working with Tom Watson on the driving range before the round, and I was thinking, this is almost not fair. Can't beat either one of these guys. Can't even beat Byron Nelson. He's not even playing. So being in Texas is very special to us. Me being Australian, of course, but, you know, living most of my life in Texas, it's a wonderful time of year, May, in Texas. Barbecue is smelling in the air, Diane. Margarita machines are going. All the girls would come out to the Los Angeles. It was the most populated place with girls. It was awesome. Crowd is always beautiful in Dallas.
That's so funny. I've heard that, actually. People tell me that you'll see the best looking women in the world in Dallas, and they have such an amazing, like, nightlife. So yeah, I've never been. I need to go one day. But, well, this week, talking about the weather, you know, they're not going to have that rain. There's no rain forecast. Winds could get up to maybe 15 miles an hour, but they're going to see record high temperatures. And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to be way up in the 90s. Sunday, the low is going to be 88. So it's going to be like a really hot week, especially in comparison to what the guys saw last week when the weather was completely different for the Wells Fargo Championship at TPC Potomac. But hey, as we say, big week, big field, and TPC Craig Ranch is going to be a Texas shootout by all accounts. As you said, winner last year at 25 under par, and the cut was -6. So these guys have in their heads that they have to go low from the start.
Yeah, I think, you know, we play these tournaments occasionally where you know the scoring is going to be low, and then you get a good weather week on top of it. So it's going to be birdies or bust. How do we handicap that? The field is so loaded with people. I mean, we got to look at some guys that are members here, guys that have played well. Scottie Scheffler's won junior golf here. Jordan Spieth's grown up around this area. Mm-hmm. Who can make a ton of birdies? Who's going to make the cut for sure? Who's going to get, let's say, I don't know, par 68, 8 under would only position you off the cut last year, would only position you in like 40th place. So could the lead be at 15 under after 2 days? So who's hitting the ball well? Who's got their stride? Who's going to automatically birdie 5 of the first 9 holes and get off to a good start? I think that's the key at this week.
Okay, well, the greens rank as the 8th easiest on the PGA Tour to hit. And 4 par 5s, we only had 2 par 5s last week, but 4 this week. And really, everyone should reach in 2. So, yeah, scoring is going to be low right away. And yeah, the guys are going to have to make a lot of birdies right out of the gate. Now, here on the Tour Report, we are teaming up with Dundonald Links. They are the host course of the Trust Golf Women's Scottish Open this year. It's happening in July and actually has a $2 million purse, one of the largest outside of the majors for a women's competition. So that's going to be really exciting. Dundonald Links is in Ayrshire in Scotland, and they've also been selected as one of 4 courses in Great Britain and Ireland as new venues to stage final qualifying for the Open Championship. So they're going to host the final qualifying events from 2023 until 2026, when tour players, club professionals and elite amateurs compete for places in Scotland's original major championship. I cannot wait for that to get underway in July. A lot of great golf happening in Scotland in July, and don't forget, you can find out more about Dundonald Links on their website, all the events that they're hosting, their massive £25 million redevelopment, and everything they have to offer for you if you're going to head there on your golf trip. And why on earth wouldn't you? It's all online at dundonaldlinks.com. So this week, TPC Craig Ranch and the AT&T Byron Nelson, and we've got some good picks that we're really going to get into this week. So we're going to each give you an outright favourite, a one to watch, and a dark horse. We've said it a few times that the field is completely stacked. So when it comes to the outright favourite, we have a lot to choose from. However, I feel that you and I may be looking at the same guy this week.
We certainly are, but I'm going to let you go first because you're the lady in the group. And I'm not that disappointed because, as you said, the field is stacked and I've got a good story to tell for my guy as well.
Okay. Well, my outright favourite, I'm going with Willie Z, the Zalatoris, plus 2,200. That's the kind of highest odds that I've found for him, which is pretty good. I mean, he's talked about the fact that he lives in Dallas. He's played this course hundreds of times, as he says. I know that you're going to talk about this, but we see Texas guys do well in Texas time and time again. We all know what a phenomenal talent Zalatoris is. Incredible ball striker. He ranks second on the tour in approach. 5 top 6 finishes this year. Just finished in a tie for 6th at the Masters. We've been waiting for him to win for really over a year since he finished runner-up at the Masters behind Hideki. We almost saw him get it done at the Farmers Insurance Open behind Luke List, another one I'm going to talk about a little bit later on. But I love this week for Will. How can we not?
Yeah, Will Zalatoris hasn't won, and we talked jokingly about how he, is in the big three of Dallas golf. Scottie Scheffler, of course, was a pick in the Ryder Cup, this team. Those three guys, Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, and Will Zalatoris, will probably be all on the President's Cup team this year at Quail Hollow in a couple of months. Will Zalatoris never lets you down. He's a bad putter, or we've talked about his putting. Everybody's talked about his putting, me included, and whether or not he could win at this course or that course. And now here we are thinking about him winning on a course where it's going to take 25 under. He's probably the most amped up guy watching Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth, these two other stablemates that are winning and winning four, number one in the world. And I just said that Will Zalatoris doesn't let you down. He finishes in the top 5 in the Masters. He finishes top 3 in the US Open. I mean, the guy obviously has got something inside that, needs to come out. I'm with you. I would have picked Zalatoris this week, Diane, to win this tournament. But there's another guy that's I just mentioned who just won at Hilton Head, and that's Jordan Spieth, of course, who has the craziest swing, pre-shot swing routine going, and everybody was talking about it. In our minds, in the golf world, we would have said the least likely place that Jordan Spieth could have won would have been Hilton Head, because he doesn't drive it that good. Yes, he's an up-and-down machine. Putt's unbelievable. But Jordan Spieth is so dangerous, Diane, on a week like this. When I say dangerous, I mean dangerous to the rest of the players in the field, because once he gets his confidence, we see what he did when he won 2 years ago in San Antonio, went on, played great at the Masters. I'm picking Jordan Spieth this week just because I think he's such a showman, such a putter. He's got a little bit more room at this golf course. Can anyone get the 25 under quicker than Jordan Spieth? I could go down this list, Kokrak, Dustin Johnson, all these guys, Mark Leishman's playing, Johnny Vegas, Xander Schauffele, Masayama, Taylor Gooch. I mean, they're all awesome. And we haven't even talked about Justin Thomas, the number one ranked player this week for us. So I just think Jordan Spieth is such a showman that I'm pushing all in this week at Texas for Jordan Spieth.
Okay, and he is 22-1 as well, same as Zalatoris. So, Scheffler is by far the favourite this week, and I think the best odds I saw were 10-1. Most people have him round about 7-1. So, and that goes without saying. Dallas guy has played this course a lot before and is in just the most phenomenal form. So, Scheffler definitely being the bookie's favourite, but we like Will and we like Jordan, so that's what we're sticking with this week. Right, when it comes to a one to watch, someone who's slightly higher odds, I feel really good about mine this week, and I will tell you why. I'm going with Cameron Champ at 65-1. Now, he's just found some brilliant form of late. The longest hitter on tour, he almost won at the Mexico Open a few weeks ago at Vedanta Vallarta. And He had like, what was it, a triple bogey on the eighth, and that just completely derailed his Sunday. But still finished in a tie for sixth, finished in 10th place at the Masters. So really nice trend developing in his game. And one thing about this course is, you know, we've got wide fairways, not a lot of rough. Same kind of thing we saw at the Mexico Open where he really excelled. So I think that there's a little bit of redemption that Champ may be seeking after that one bad hole pretty much on Sunday in Mexico. So I like him at plus 6,500. I think Cameron Champ is definitely on an upward trend, and this course could be great for him.
There's no doubt. I mean, Cameron Champ's one of these guys. He comes out of nowhere, like he did in Mexico, and you know, you don't hear from him for long, and then bang, he plays good for a small stretch, and that's the way he's always done it in his career. My one to watch this week's a little different. I'm going stats this week. I'm looking down this board here, Diane, and I'm looking to see how much green I can find of someone that can make a ton of birdies. And I'm looking at one guy who's also, he's 50 to 1, which is a good number, 48th in the FedEx Cup, 7th in greens and reg, 68th in putting, so he's better than the cut, 23rd in making birdies. So that's right at the top of the food chain. And then fourth in form. Of course, I'm talking about Adam Hadwin from Canada. Corey Connors gets a lot of talk on this channel from us. But Adam Hadwin puts together a lot of good tournaments. He's having a great season. Probably his best season to date, 48th on the money this year so far, or FedEx Cup points. I'm thinking about guys that are going to make the cut and are going to move forward on the weekend. So I've got to look at putters, guys that can putt really well, make a lot of birdies. Adam Hadwin is having that kind of year, quietly going along. There's going to be so much attention put above him of all these guys that we just talked about. Slipping right in there, Diane. One to watch, 50 to 1, Adam Hadwin.
Okay, I like it. As you say, he's having a great season. That's definitely reflected in the odds. And this is a really good week because I was just looking, someone like Brian Harman, who played well last week and has been playing really good. I mean, you're getting him at 66 to 1. So because we have like kind of that superstar elite section at the top of the field, you know, there's guys in the middle that you're going to get really good odds on. So Hadwin is one of those too. Right, moving on to the dark horse, and this has been a tricky one this week. Well, tricky one for you. For me, I saw this name, and I saw him at 130 to 1, and I was like, are you kidding me? But I'm going with Luke List. I was completely shocked to see it. He's already won once this season, as we talked about at the Farmers Insurance Open when he had Will Zalatoris on his heels, but he started great at the Wells Fargo Championship. You know, the weather was so bad. He shot 74-74 at the weekend, but you can kind of almost be forgiven for that because it was such a horrible weather week. But his stats are so good. He's 8th off the tee, 4th tee to green, 13th in approach. And I love it. I mean, last year when KH Lee won, he was 200 to 1 heading into the week. So I think this is a really good week to look at those long shots. And I would never say that Luke List is a long shot right now, but the odds have him at 130 to 1. So that speaks for itself.
Now, you've dug in there and found that's pretty clever, that pick there, Doc. I'm looking at a guy that doesn't even have an odds on my board yet. And the reason he doesn't have any odds yet is because he four spotted yesterday.
Okay, I'm gonna look this up as you're saying it.
Okay, so I've been looking at Wesley Bryan for quite a bit. He plays out of Silverleaf in Scottsdale. I was trying to think. I was telling you before the show, Diane, who has the best team on the tour right now? Is it, or which town has the best team? Is it Silverleaf with John Rahm, Tony Finau, Pat Perez, Max Homer, Wesley Bryan, or is it Dallas when they got Scotty Scheffler, Jordan Spieth, Will Zalatoris, Ryan Palmer? Which one's the superior team? But that's for another discussion. But Wesley Bryan, four-spotted yesterday, won the qualifier. He's 136 on the FedEx Cup, which tells you and me that he's very close to getting back full status. And he's very focused, obviously, to get down here four-spot. He's on his way to maybe playing his way from outside in back onto the PGA Tour. And when you get guys that fly in, Diane, to come to a four spot and then win it immediately, tells me that things are going really well for him. And I've been watching his scores all year because he plays a lot of golf with a friend of mine from Silverleaf. And he says, this guy, Wesley Bryan, he plays as good as John Rahm out here, doesn't convert it as much over onto the tour. However, as I just said, he's looking outside in. You know, I can look down this list above and see guys that are not 136 on the FedEx Cup. Of course, we know they have to be in the top 125. Did you find any odds on my man, Wesley Bryan?
300-1.
300-1.
Yes. Do you know who else is 300-1? And we can talk about this, is Konrad Schindler, who also on Monday qualified, and he's part of the Secret Golf team. So, and I saw he tweeted about it, you know, obviously so excited. What an amazing opportunity for him to get out there and play the PGA Tour. So, yeah, congrats to Konrad, and hopefully at 300-1, it's a good week for him as well.
Yeah, and of course, this week, last week we were focused on weather. We talked about, you know, you and I talked about biorhythms. I talked about biorhythms last week. We're talking about Max Honmer, talking about Rory McIlroy, talking about Brian Harman, all the guys that win at that time of the year last week. We saw all those guys rise to the top. And you were tweeting me over or texting me over the weekend saying, I already picked Keegan Bradley. You talked me out of it. And you were right about that, of course. So we had a good week last week, but when you start to think about this time of year, there's going to be half the field that are going to get a couple of weeks off after this week. May not get in, won't be in the PGA, may not get into the short field at the Colonial. So this is the last sort of opportunity, starting to think about Wesley Bryan, guys that are 136 on the money. Could they have a big week and jump right into the picture for them for next year? Are we looking at guys like, you know, Jordan Spieth? What's Dustin Johnson thinking about this week, getting ready for next week? I played Southern Hills a couple of majors. I saw Nick Price just completely annihilate the field there in 94. I saw Retief Goosen do it up there, starting to think about what kind of form you need to have to play that course. We've got all the stars are out this week, Diane. It's going to be it's going to be like the racing venue that's just down the street from this course. It is going to be a sprint. 25 under, we're looking for these guys to get to this week. And who's going to get out of the gate?
Good. I'm excited. There's just a couple of other storylines. Last week, I had picked Sun Kang as my dark horse, and he missed the cut and he burned me. But he actually lives. I don't know if he lives on the course, but he's a member of the club. That's his home course. So pretty good odds for him, even for a top 10, plus 4,000. So I was like, maybe I'll jump on that one too. But we talked a few weeks ago about Morgan Hoffman at the RBC Heritage. 3 starts left on his medical exemption. This is actually his final start. So his final chance to regain full tour status. And he has to finish in second place or higher to get enough points. So, you know, huge amount of pressure on him, but, you know, is there, everything's kind of balanced out for him because, you know, it's put into perspective with his health. However, that's a storyline that's definitely worth following because everyone's going to be rooting for Hoffman to do it.
Yeah, and of course, we've read Morgan's story. It's a great story, and I think his attitude is excellent. I think he'll still continue to push forward with his golf, you know, now that he sort of seems like, at least from what we've read and heard, that his health is coming around. KH Lee, of course, won this tournament, you noted, last year. So that's Asian players twice in a row. Could it be the trifecta, Diane? Is there anyone on your board this week? Asian heritage, Matsuyama. Could he make it a third? Siwoo Kim.
Okay, excellent. Well, as we've been talking about, a superstar field this week, so it's definitely going to be an entertaining one to watch. We're going to see loads and loads of birdies and preparation for the PGA Championship, which is coming up next week. Of course, Elk won the PGA Championship in 95. So next week, we're going to have so much to talk about. We'll obviously dive into that and your victory at Riviera, and we'll be handicapping the field for the second major of 2022.
Podcast Network.